This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was written by Steph Bondi, the Post, who's on top of the Knicks and all this stuff.
Does a good job, yep.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this.
Okay, let's go.
Mike Brown, this is, again, Steph Bondi, New York Post, just published about 8 minutes ago. Mike Brown, who will be introduced today at 2:30, is expected to hire a new associate head coach. This is according to the Post, which means that the dynamics in the front office, in the front of the Knicks bench will be giving Rick Brunson a lesser role.
That doesn't mean anything to me if Rick Brunson's still on the bench.
Well, but still, he's here.
Rick's got that kind of personality where Rick is going to make himself feel awfully at home. He knows Dolan. And I'm not making about this. I don't want to make this anti-Brunson, like the coach. But if you're going to relegate him to a lesser role, which is what they're... Just get rid of him, dude.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that because...
Well, then they're not doing the right thing. They're asking for trouble.
Let me finish reading here and see if you change your mind. It's viewed as a gesture by the organization to give Brown more control while simultaneously addressing the distractions or perceptions of conflicts of interest that arose last season by having the star player's father as the top assistant.
It's a stupid move by the Knicks here.
Wow, this is I'm shocked at this. I don't like it. I thought you would like it.
I thought you were being facetious. When I knew what you were saying, I thought you were being facetious. Like, I thought you were saying, like, oh, he's going to hate this.
No,
I can't stand this.
They're demoting Rick Brunson. You wanted him out of here. This is the next best thing.
But if you demote, then you should just get rid of. You got to understand the pre-existing relationships that obviously has with his son, but with his son's boys are still in place. So if there's a problem and, I'm just going to throw a dart at the board and guess that the Knicks don't start without an ounce of turbulence, I don't think the Knicks will be 20-1 and wind up winning 67 games this year. There'll be a little figure-out period. And the first figure-out period, what happens? You go to people that you trust, people that you've been with, people that you've been in foxholes with, and that is Rick Brunson and not Mike Brown. And when that happens, I'm worried about a bit of a circumvention of power, and I'm worried about roles getting distorted. I'm not kidding. I don't like this at all. I'd get rid of Rick Brunson.
That makes sense. They're not going to get rid of Rick Brunson.
But I'm saying I would.
I know, but even that, you'd be in lieu of upsetting your star, you'd do that? He's the star player.
Then what they should have done if they weren't, I'm saying I would have gotten rid of him.
I understand that, but you would have done that, and Jalen Brunson would be like, BT, what the hell are you doing?
I would say, all right, well, you're on the contract for 2 or 3 more years. You're going to stop playing or what? What are you going to do?
And you can say, I want to trade, and now what?
I say, I'm not trading you.
Yeah, you're going to be screwed.
Okay, well, the thing about this, though, and I'm not trying to make it seem like Rick Brunson is some incredibly beyond control, unchecked, divisive figure that's destroying the Knicks. I'm not saying that at all. But every first-rate, first-class organization has to have a very identifiable pecking order of power. And you tell me, all right, well, hey, Rick, you got to slide down 2 seats on the bench. Still there.
Rick Brunson, I'm going to continue to read here from Steph Bondi of the Post.
Like
Rick
this.
Brunson is said to be on board with the demotion.
Got no choice on board.
The source said this is what's best for the organization and the players.
He's on board. What's his other option? To kick and scream and get fired? He's on board for now.
He was elevated to the lead assistant or whatever they called under Tibbs. He's now demoted under Mike Brown. I thought this is what you wanted. You want Brown to come in and have his staff. He gets to hire his top assistant. Brunson's not forced on him. He's going to get demoted here.
I don't like it. I think this is setting Brown. Not that Jalen can't handle this. I think that this is putting Mike Brown in a rough spot. Because think about this. You're missing this one important point here,
Sal. I know what you're saying.
Think about this. They realized that they had to do something, a little something, rearrange the power distribution. So they did it. If there was no issue, there would be no change in what Rick Brunson's role on the team was. To what degree, I don't know. I don't pretend to know,
right. But
there was an issue. So because there was an issue, they're like, all right, our way of addressing this is now taking away some power, but he's still here.
Yeah. You know what the next step is going to be?
This strikes me as a Jets move.
You know what?
I'm serious.
That's why I didn't like the idea of firing Tom Thibodeau. You know what the next step is going to be? There's going to be some issue that's going to arise, whether it is back-channeling or whatever you say, and guess who's going to be annoyed by it? Jalen Brunson's going to be annoyed by it because he doesn't want his father mistreated. He doesn't want his father probably.
Yeah, which I get. That's the human aspect. Of it, just like Michael Volpe stands up for his son. Jalen stand up for his pops.
Defended Michael Volpe for yelling at a fan.
I did defend him because that fan was a punk. Yeah, come on.
But you want to fire Rick Brunson when Jalen Brunson's a star player? Like, come on.
Well, no, but if you weren't going to fire him, then just keep his role as is.
That's why I don't like this. I thought you were going to like that. I don't like this.
All right, let me ask you. I'll use a different show so it's not personal, even though we're just messing around with this. Let's say the radio station decided, you know what? We got to make a change in the afternoon show.
Yeah.
We're not going to fire Tiki. Tiki, I love you. I'm just saying this. We're not going to fire you, Tiki. We're going to make you do updates.
All right.
You tell me that's going to fly?
No,
He's still employed.
Well, okay? But Brunson had to accept a different role. He had to accept the demotion. He didn't have to.
Okay, and then he doesn't get to be with the son.
Right, if they say, Sal, we don't want you to be part of the midday show anymore. It's not working with you and BT. Here are your options. I could either choose to accept the demotion.
I agree with that. I understand that.
Or go elsewhere.
Yeah, but your daughter, because you have, does not work here.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee if your daughter worked in sales or worked on the air, that you'd probably be a little more inclined to stay.
Well, then if my daughter was Jalen Brunson, be like, JB, pack your bags. We're going elsewhere.
Hey, if take my son was Jalen Brunson, Daddy would be on a beach with a hammock, sipping Lord knows what, playing golf.
You know where he was last night? Rick Brunson last night?
Coaching. I'd be sitting.
You know where he was last night? Candlelight.
Who was? Rick Brunson?
Yeah. My sources tell me.
Oh, really?
Now, I knew this before the show. I didn't think Rick Brunson was going to be in the news today necessarily. Yeah. Although, like, I just assumed, and I'm the fool for assuming, I assumed he was going to be maintained on the staff.
Which he is.
The top assistant. Like, I guess I didn't give it much thought. So obviously he's not going to be the top assistant. He's demoted, but I didn't think Rick Brunson was going anywhere, and he's not.
What other? Okay, forget about the Knicks and Brunson and Mike Brown. That just what other team in town?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
Ask somebody, that is a serious reduction in authority. And even some of the ass backwards teams like the Jets and the Giants, they wouldn't even do this.
You're saying once you reduce somebody like that, better to be out. I get it.
I think it could be untenable, Sal. I do not like this at all.
It's unclear. This is according to Bondi of the Post. Steph Bondi does a great job for covering the Knicks for the Post. It's unclear who will get the gig as Browns associate head coach, but Borrego, the initial choice, is under contract with the Pelicans. There's skepticism that he'll be granted permission to leave. Either way, Brown will be introduced today. He's going to choose his top assistant. Darren Erman, Mo Cheeks, Mark Bryant, all coaches on Tom Thibodeau's staff last season are expected to return under Brown.
Okay.
A source confirmed that to the Post. That was Ian Begley who had that first of SNY. But Brunson's obviously going to be the big role change here. He was elevated to the front of the bench last season after the associate head coach Johnny Bryant left for the Cavs. And now he's being demoted.
Now, did you ever see Johnny Bryant having an issue talking trash to a former Knick, like with DiVincenzo?
No, he doesn't have that relationship that right now.
I understand that, but you got to know your role. And my concern is, and again, I really do say this with all due respect. I really mean that. Sometimes we say, "Oh, with all due respect," I'm like, "We don't really." I mean it with all due respect. I don't know any other top assistant that inserted themselves into the equation quite like Rick Brunson did last year. Now, I don't like that. I don't think that's harmonious. I don't think it's good. I think there's mixed messaging because different personalities and different relationships. Yeah. It's just not good.
The final paragraph here, the Jalen Brunson backed his dad. This is before this stuff. It has nothing to do with this. You know, Jalen defended his father when the league was probing into what happened with the Knicks roster, because they elevated him just because of his son, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And Jalen had some great things to say about him. Look, the way he's taught me, raised me, whatever. I've seen his impact on other areas of basketball. Like, he's a great coach. Basically, is what Jalen's saying. And Bondi finishes by saying, still, though, the distractions continued in the summer following the firing of Tibbs when a Hoops Wire report surfaced claiming multiple players. I don't know if you were here that day. I think, were you here that day?
We didn't talk about this on the air.
Right.
We
so definitely I didn't. Did that day. I remember having the conversation with Hurley before the show saying there was a new report about Brunson. This was it. So from Hoops Wire. So you must have been off that day.
Mm-hmm.
Hoops Wire report resurfaced claiming multiple players were unhappy with Rick Brunson's presence on the bench. And, quote, sources suggested Rick has too big of a say in things.
Okay, I mean, are you coming to my side of the street yet?
No,
because did they get rid of 10 players? Hey, it's the same players.
I would have elevated them to head coach before I move on from them. It's all about Jalen Brunson. Without Jalen Brunson, I don't give a crap who's head coach of this team. Without Jalen Brunson, they have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if it means bringing Rick Brunson aboard or keeping him aboard or keeping him happy, then I'm doing that.
Did Rick Brunson coach Jalen Brunson when Jalen was dropping 40-plus when Doncic was hurt for the Mavericks? The answer is no. Did he coach him and win him a championship at Villanova? The answer is no. That was Jay Wright.
Well,
I got news for everybody. Jalen Brunson has been able to flourish at every... He didn't even coach him in high school.
I did hear.
At every single level without his daddy.
I told you, though, I did hear that Rick was a big presence at Villanova to a point where maybe...
I never saw him once.
Maybe the coaches didn't love...
Oh, well, okay. I only do a couple St. John's Nova games. Yeah. I'm not saying he was
front and center. I'm just saying that, like other dads could be a problem at lower levels or college, Rick was maybe a little bit of a challenge for some of the coaching
staff. Jay Wright. And if that's Jay Wright, who is, below Patino and a few others, when he was still coaching, like the godfather of hoops, if that was an issue for him... I don't understand what the hell's going on here. Now, like, the more I think about this, the more problems I have and the more questions I have. So that report exactly identifies and really backs up what I'm saying. Now, they didn't name which players, okay? But I can promise you it wasn't Tyler Kolek and Hoctuni Hockbody.
Yeah,
whatever that is, getting worked up.
We know who it was. It was Towns and Bridges.
Exactly. Yeah. Are they still on the team?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that problem resolved, or is that just kind of pushed to the side of the room? And now the first little flare up, guess what? Things probably go back to where they were. See, I'm a believer that it is best to remove a problem than to push aside a problem and hope that it stays silent.
But your idea of removing this particular problem would be creating another problem.
Says who?
By making Jalen Brunson unhappy.
What, do you think he's 9 years old?
Yes, he doesn't want his father to get fired.
Get out of here. Come on,
Sal. I guarantee you, he does not want his father. Dude, look at when the report came out a couple of weeks ago that said Rick Brunson will remain with the Knicks. There was something like that.
I remember.
And Brunson retweeted it saying, what?
What? Yeah, he wrote
like, joking around, like, oh my God, what a shock. Like, his dad was never going anywhere. By the way, The rest of the staff isn't going anywhere either.
They don't deserve to go anywhere. They didn't cause any problems.
And neither did Tom Thibodeau, but they fired him.
Well, I'm not talking about Tom now. I mean, which, by the way, you and I just fundamentally disagree on. And we actually kind of
fire the guy that brought in the whole staff. We're going to keep the staff, but fire the head guy?
Well, but we also say because different might not be better, but, you know, it might not. He might not be better, but he would be different, which could equate to being better
but
down the road.
Why not? All right, here's what I'll say to you.
My core
belief would be, forget Jalen and his father for a second. The core belief would be, if you make a head coaching change or a managerial change, you allow that guy that you hire to bring in his coaches, his staff. Like, that just seems like a simple philosophy. We've gotten away from that, where, hey, pitching coaches are here, they're built in, you're thrown on you, you work with this guy.
Definitely.
Hitting coach, built. I would rather hire the manager. Now, again, it's different in baseball, the way the sport has evolved, but same thing with a head coach. I would rather hire a head coach. In this case, they made the idiotic decision, in my opinion, to fire Tibbs. Okay, so be it. You hire Mike Brown, let him pick his staff, because you want him to be surrounded with people that he knows and trusts and is comfortable with. It's like basic hiring 101.
Now, Mike Brown is a man of principle. He is a man of experience. He is a man of certainly basketball, I'm sure regular intellect, but I'm for basketball intellect and accomplishment. Like, the league respects Mike Brown. So I'm not too worried. But now if you're Mike Brown, I need to know, like, was he given the, no matter, I know what we've been told, but what's the real deal? Was he given the choice or the chance to move on from Brunson, or is it presented, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But that's a fundamental mess waiting to happen.
So where they meet in the middle is they're going to say, okay, we're going to keep Rick. You could demote him and keep the others on the staff that we like, that we believe in. You're going to have your choice of associate head coach, your top head coach.
Okay, and do you think that that means that Rick Brunson is going to play nicey-nice in the sandbox all the time?
Because I don't.
Okay.
I know.
So your answer right there should reshape what you're saying.
No, but.
Because you're telling me that you think it could be a problem.
No, I didn't want to fire Tibbs.
But you got to move on from Tibbs. No, Tibbs is gone.
No, it's part of the problem, because this leads to the domino effect of what happens when you break that up. There is a chance that this firing of Tom Thibodeau could lead to, at some point soon down the road, the end of Jalen Brunson. This is the first step. We're already seeing it. Tom Thibodeau out, Rick Brunson demoted. The next step is going to be an angry, upset Jalen Brunson, and that's what I don't want.
Or a very happy Jalen Brunson, because he quickly learns he's got a better offensive coach, which is what I've always said is the reason for change.
You're taking the human element out of it.
I mean, maybe to an extent, but I also think that you're overstating his inability to play without Daddy. He's 27 years old.
I'm not saying he can't play without Daddy.
Or function without Daddy. Daddy, can he drive me to practice?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he'd be unhappy.
27 years old.
Saying he'd be unhappy.
He ain't going to be unhappy if they're putting up $125 a night and, you know, Cat finally gets his ass in shape and the Wings finally start playing like they should.
You don't think he could be unhappy with the way the organization is? If, again, I don't know Jalen Brunson. Uh-huh. I don't know what he's thinking other than using common sense and doing some math to what he's put out there before. He loves his father. He believes in his father.
Of course he does.
Okay. No, but I know love, but believes in him as a head coach.
Intense love. Intense belief. I agree with that,
too. If they wrong the organization, and by the way, he loved Tibbs as well, a guy who also took care of his father. Yep. Step one, firing the head coach that he loved and believed in. Step two, demoting his father. Now, the Knicks are ultimately bigger than any individual
player. Step three, they're going to slash his tires?
Step three is upset the superstar.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. I don't feel you, but on this, I hear you. But I also think what's happened with like, say if he really did feel like his dad's completely already disrespected, or maybe even more disrespected down the road. I believe where Jalen is now is that Jalen Brunson is in that awesome, awesome space of being right in the middle of your prime for the marquee team along with the Lakers, in the biggest city and the baddest city in the world, and he loves it. And he's not going to let his daddy getting relegated or silenced or eventually fired or whatever. He knows what he means to the Knicks. And I believe, I don't want to say that supersedes family, but on some level it does. He's always going to be his dad.
If I put myself in his shoes and say, I came here with things set up a certain way, I elevated this organization basically on my own, but I elevated this organization with the help of Tibbs, my father, certain players, whatever. Then they get rid of the one guy who was the main guy in Tibbs. They demote my father. I'm looking at that organization a little different than I were prior.
You might look at it differently, but he's wired too professionally to allow it to impact his actions.
Oh, okay, but it
not
could,
like some other guys in the NBA who
worse.
Might.
What if Mike Brown and his brilliant offense, I mean, what if Mike Brown can't get out of the first round? Something that's done since 2012.
Well, then you fire him and maybe elevate his pops.
I mean, that,
I mean, if you really, if there's ever a point to placate him, you know,
what if Mike Brown goes preserver. The way of Don Nelson? And Ewing didn't like Don Nelson.
By the way, Don Nelson was right. Ewing was being too stubborn. That offense should have ran through Mace.
Yeah.
Don Nelson was 15 years ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Patrick's, and I love Pat, but Patrick's slow behind, getting up and down the court, did not mesh with the changing NBA. Don Nelson got fired, and he deserved to because Pat wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But the concept of what Don Nelson was trying to do was actually right.
No, he didn't have the right group.
Was.
It was a bad. I'm
he
not
had
saying,
Mason.
He had the wrong. You can't come here and do what Don Nelson tried to do. Not with that team, where if Jeff Van Gundy then took them to other levels that Don Nelson would have never.
Only because he got new players. He got Allen Houston. He got Chris Childs. He got Larry Johnson. He eventually got Sprewell. Nelson didn't have that.
I'm not saying he was a bad coach. I'm saying it was a horrible fit for the New York Knicks, and specifically Patrick Ewing at that time, where Ewing still had some productive basketball. What if it goes the way of that, and Jalen Brunson's like, I don't like this. And then what? If it gets to a spot, and we're already headed in that direction, if it gets to a spot where Jalen Brunson isn't happy here, That's the end of what we knew of this version of the New York Knicks.
Is there a chance that, now he's never going to say this because this pops, that Jalen, in his own quiet thoughts, is like, all right, my dad's a little nuts. I mean, we're acting like he thinks that he's
maybe
walking on NBA holy water without flaw.
But then why wouldn't they just push him out the door? If he
felt
that way.
I'm saying they should have.
If Jalen, yeah, but you're saying what if Jalen's not happy? If Jalen was, hey, you know what? I love my dad, but he's a little bit of an issue.
But he's not going to be that. It's one thing to understand. It's another thing to bring it voluntarily to somebody. Basically say, here's the axe. Cut off my dad's head and whack him. I'll tell you what. This was interesting.
Yeah,
I did not hear that. I do not like that. I think that the Knicks, I don't want to be overly dramatic here because their roster's loaded and the East sucks. This decision by the Knicks is an asinine one.
Hoff has a quick conspiracy theory before
yes,
the break.
Yes, I've been saying this for a long time. They are turning their back on Jalen Brunson. Their shiny new toy is Karl Anthony Towns, and he's supposed to get an extension 2028-29 for $419 million. I guarantee that will not happen.
From Towns?
Jalen Brunson.
Well, if it's for Towns, then this franchise is sunk.
They're not choosing
Karl Anthony
Towns.
Get in shape, and then we'll talk.
BT and Sal show.
Learn how to finish
fan.
A layup instead of flailing around like a deer on ice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more
Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.